just there were a lot of times during that game we could have just let it slip away, and it's we battled back and made enough. It's this game's about making plays, and just like last week, Pittsburgh made one more than we did, and we made one more today. So couldn't be prouder, couldn't be happier for all the work, and just going back to the spring, the time that those guys have put in, not just the players but the coaches. And paydays don't come very often. And you only get them 16 times a year in a regular season. We got paid today. Can't lie, it feels great. I got a big old cigar with my name on it waiting for me. So don't ask unnecessary questions, please. No, it feels great. But again, I know I represent this group, but this was a Cleveland Browns win. We wanted it for us. We wanted it for the city. These fans came out. And you could just feel the energy in the stadium today. It was awesome. Yeah, and he was upset with himself coming off the field because he didn't get the ball out. But that's the kind of guy he is. We needed a play, and obviously he stepped up and made one. Yeah, I think he was upset with himself because he had dropped an easy one earlier. There were two catches he had that I remember for sure. Three, the one that they ended up looking at, and those are big time plays. This shows you how strong his hands are. Developing affinity for winning, and he's a big part of it. I thought he stepped it up that last drive. I think he was 4 for 4 on that last drive. Very poised, bringing pressure. Found Hawk wide open on the seven route. Some of the quarterbacks usually will look shorter in that situation, and he let it go. The fourth down throw to Bartage, I thought was probably his best throw of the day. I mean, he cut it loose, and guy was hanging on his back. Gary made a hell of a play. No, because we had a timeout. We had a timeout. So the initial thought was to spike it, but when we got a chance to reset, we were going to run a play, hopefully gain yardage. If it was incomplete, we likely would have had to still kick it anyway. But it was going to be a shorter play to try to get a chunk of yardage and be down under 5 seconds and then call the timeout. We were getting ready to spike it, but then as they let us line up and there was that delay, that we went ahead and called a play. So instead of spiking it and getting it down to 7, and then worry about it again. Just go ahead and run the play, get the chunk, and then go ahead and call the timeout. So there was a lot of uncertainty, and it was tough because it happened on the other sideline. But I thought the officials handled it well, came over and explained everything and got it sorted out. Just as a changeup, we had that package ready to go, and it's something we'd worked on. We'd worked on it for Pittsburgh and just wanted to get it to get it out there. I thought we had stalled a little bit on offense and just wanted to see if we could catch them off guard a little bit and get a spark, but to their credit, they defended it well. Well, I can't put words in his mouth, but knowing the competitor he is, he probably wasn't real thrilled to have to come off the field, but that's the nature of who he is, as he should be. Yeah, that was early. I thought our guys were flying around, and it was jump balls. I mean, that's our best corner against their best receiver. He made those plays, but that's who he is. Credit Breeze for just throwing a good ball where he can go up and high point it. To me, it just looked like the snap was high. I didn't know if it was behind him, but he didn't drop the snap. I thought it was high, then kind of trickled through his hands. Yeah, just without peeking the film. I mean, I think Gary played pretty well. Just saw seeing some of his blocking firsthand right in front of me, and then the play of the game until the throw to Hawk was the fourth down conversion. Well, the first one we took because our guys were gassed a little bit, so it was above a minute, and the clock was running. It was just one of those things, let's just reset it. So let's just basically start this drive at the 30 with two timeouts. And I just think in the world of game management, you do everything you can to hold on to one. When it's a field goal game, I think it's a lot can happen when you're out of them. Things can get very frantic trying to get guys on and off the field. So those things are like gold bricks. So we tell our guys we cannot be wasteful, especially in the second half. Discussed it briefly. I thought it was too early. As the game went on, then you're thinking, that maybe that's in hindsight looking back. But I just thought it was too early to chase those points back. We were obviously frustrated thinking, wow, this should be a tie game. But we talked about it on sideline and decided – that we were going to go ahead and kick it, and then if we had scored again after that, then obviously we would have gone for two. No, it's a credit to them and the coaching and the preparation. You can't win with players you don't have. So as much as you can feel sorry for having guys that are out, injuries are a part of the game. And that, to me, is what coaching is all about. You adapt, you overcome, you put together a plan with who you have, and you go out and execute it. I thought they were solid. Missed a couple cuts, just peeking up and looking at some of the end zone replays. Have to see the film a little bit better. But they did a good job. They put a lot of guys up close. And I thought New Orleans, for the most part, tackled halfway well. But when we needed, that was that one drive early. I think it was in the third quarter that I thought we ran the ball extremely well. Those guys were really pounding the offensive line. Did a nice job. But you know, that's week in and week out. That has to be a big part of what we do. I thought Krug hit him just enough at the end to elevate the throw, and that's what Gip does. I mean, I think he's one of the most underrated center fielders in the league. And you can see what he can do with it after he catches it too. So that was good team defense because we Krug's made a nice pass rush move late and got the ball elevated and Gip did the rest.